Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Got a couple of firsts for you today, but that comes later on in the show. In his letter from Birmingham jail, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And the corollary is, an injustice to one is an injustice to all. Meaning that society is interconnected such that if one person is wronged, all of us are wronged. But you got to wonder what MLK Jr. would say today about American justice given President Trump and half the country are facing injustices everywhere. Justice should be blind, and Lady Justice is shown holding a scale and wearing a blindfold to represent the impartiality of the law, and that regardless of one's position in life, the scales of justice will be weighed and applied equally to everyone, and that law is objective, giving no preference based on gender, race, or creed. And yes, mistakes along the way have been made, and because we're human. But the American justice system is the best, most fair in the world. That's what we've always been told. Till recently, I probably believed this as well. I was firmly convinced that the publicized cases of injustice were anomalies that rarely occurred. Sadly, in America, black people have long disagreed, insisting that justice was administered differently to black people than to white people. And for over a century, they were correct. Look no further than the countless prosecutions of black people on trumped-up charges such as whistling at a white girl. They would frequently be found guilty of a crime by an all-white jury, despite the defendant's rock-solid alibi and zero evidence against them. And just as egregious were the many times that white people who committed crimes against blacks were seldom charged, or if they were charged, found not guilty despite overwhelming evidence of guilt. That unequal justice helped explain why many black people shouted for joy when O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of murder in 1995, despite overwhelming evidence that he killed his ex-wife and her friend. That was because a black man had beaten the man. And now we segue a little bit. Because just like gun control, we now have unequal justice, because now we're witnessing the Department of Justice's different and unequal justice administered to President Trump and to conservatives and to Republicans than to Democrats and leftists. And I now understand why black people consider the justice system rigged against them, because it was. The DOJ's and the FBI's recent actions have opened my eyes much wider than I had them before, and I had them open pretty good. American justice isn't blind. The system is rigged, no longer along racial or religious lines, but along political ideology. Just like gun control. The DOJ has a two-tiered justice system, one system that targets and is onerously harsh on Republicans and conservatives, while being lax and protective of Democrats and leftists. This has been in place for at least 10 years, but has gotten much worse since President Trump's arrival. A recent survey last week by the Trafalgar Group found that 79% of Americans believe we have two tiers of justice, one system for politicians and D.C. insiders and another system for everybody else. The belief in unequal justice holds true for Democrats, 67%, Republicans, 88%, and Independents, 77%. And it's not just in law enforcement, it's everywhere. Every major institution is aligned to empower and keep in power the Democrats. The entire federal bureaucracy, media, academia, business, big tech, big pharma, and the military are fully aligned to keep Democrats in power. And it's easy to understand why 79% think the DOJ administers unequal justice. Stacey Abrams claims her 2018 election was stolen and is loud all over social media. President Trump claims his 2020 election was stolen, and then the Democrats printed a story in Newsweek, and he gets an FBI investigation and silence on social media. Hunter Biden committed multiple felonies recorded on video that are completely ignored by the FBI. The 2020 Summer of Rage riots were executed by BLM and Antifa, supported by Democrats, and yet are completely uninvestigated. Crime is out of control in dozens of Democrat cities while the FBI and the media do nothing. Since Biden's inauguration, he has ceased enforcing the border and millions of illegals have poured into the U.S. The FBI and the media do nothing. 100,000 plus Americans died of drug overdoses in 2021, largely due to fentanyl smuggled across the Mexican border. Nothing done or said. And following the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, dozens of pro-life pregnancy centers have been systematically vandalized and destroyed, and the FBI refuses to investigate. With all of this to investigate, what do they do? They invaded and raided Trump's house with 30-plus agents on a bogus looking-for-classified documents witch hunt. Seized documents included those protected by attorney-client privilege and thousands of declassified documents. The media praised the raid as a victory for justice despite the judge who signed the warrant being staunchly anti-Trump. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, set up an unsecure internet server, transmitted classified information, and destroyed 30,000 classified documents and cell phones that had been subpoenaed. She knowingly broke the law. The FBI proved she did, but her home wasn't invaded by 30 agents, and she wasn't prosecuted. But we have a Constitution with a Bill of Rights that guarantees equal treatment under the law. But those documents are only as good as those willing to abide by, adhere to, and enforce them. And Biden and his DOJ and FBI are trampling on the Constitution. The Biden administration has become an authoritarian regime similar to historically oppressive regimes like the Soviets or the Nazis or the Cubans. Governments that control every aspect of society. And right now today, the Democrats, the leftists, they control every aspect of American society. Hollywood and the entertainment industry, academia and universities, big tech, big media, the DOJ, the intel agencies, and the entire federal government are controlled by Dems and leftists. Wall Street, big sports, big labor, the military, United Nations, and NATO are all controlled by leftist globalists. Please name one not controlled by the Democrats, the leftists, or the globalists. Lavrenty Beria, Stalin's ruthless head of the Soviet secret police, famously said, "Show me the man, I'll show you the crime." And he admitted that a crime could be trumped up and pinned on anybody. No crime is necessary. Simply tell him who needs to be eliminated. And Beria's secret police would charge him with something, thus eliminating all opposition. Since Trump, everything has gone Beria. And they are systematically silencing and eliminating all opposition using the full force of the feds. Opponents are labeled domestic terrorists. I know some. I might have been labeled that myself. I haven't looked. They try to silence them. They try to investigate them or surveil them and target them. All trying to intimidate them and to shut them up. This has got to go. This cannot be allowed to go on at all. For those of us that served in the military, this is a call to you, from me, that we have to unite against this. And do it peacefully, but do it. Because if you're not terrified by these tactics, you haven't studied history. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. For years, the anti-gun crowd has included in their argument the false concept that the Second Amendment was intended to protect gun rights for things like hunting. And however, how often have you heard the typical straw man argument that no one needs an AR-15 to hunt? Which, actually, a lot of people do hunt with the AR-15, but that's beside the point. As we all know, Most, if not all, of their arguments against legal gun ownership are ridiculous and not based in reality or facts in any way, but that doesn't stop them from rolling them out every time it's politically expedient to do so. Usually while they're simultaneously invoking the name of the latest shooting victims that they care nothing about. What are some of their other arguments? There's the idea that taking guns away from legal gun owners are somehow going to magically reduce crime and end mass shootings. They clearly miss the basics in this argument, as those who legally own guns account for a very, very low percentage of the gun crime in the country. Taking guns away from legal gun owners is akin to taking kitchen knives away from chefs, because there's been a rise in stabbings, as we've seen in Great Britain in recent years. Then there's this argument against high-capacity magazines, which usually leans back on the same silly hunting argument with the same version of how many rounds does it take to kill Bambi, which they spew snarkily by someone on MSNBC CNN, or who likely knows less about guns than Kamala Harris knows about expressing coherent thought and not laughing like a maniac. While lower-capacity magazines may slow a mass shooter down a little, the solution, if you're the shooter, is to simply have more magazines and more guns, which is exactly what has happened in the case of, what was his name? Elliot Rogers. Isla Vista, whatever it's called. He had 41 10-round magazines and 3 guns with him that day that he started on his little rampage. Someone who's practiced even a little can become proficient in changing magazines or weapons, and this empty argument once again conveniently forgets the simple fact that those who don't care about laws are going to find a way to break them. And once again, they would deprive only the law-abiding citizen of the tools to defend himself, not the criminals or the psychopaths from the tools of the trade. And, but then this drags us back into what the true nature of the Second Amendment is. The Second Amendment was never intended to ensure the gun rights of hunters. It was never intended to ensure the rights for the sake of sport. It was intended to protect all of us from the kind of government overreach, authoritarianism, and tyranny that has been on full display since roughly March of 2020, when our new pal COVID-19 came to crash the party. This is no conspiracy either. This is no conspiracy. If you thought, if anybody thought, you know, that the government was your pal, that they were looking out for you, take a minute and go look up some information about Canada and Australia and New Zealand. Just for starters, I don't have the time to wait on you, but those three nations, once considered some of the most free and independent-minded societies in the world, have gone full Orwell during the last 2+ years, with draconian lockdowns and mask mandates, travel restrictions, and vaccine mandates, the likes of which most of us could never have imagined outside of some Jean-Claude Van Damme dystopian fantasy world. And how have they gotten away with treating their citizens like prisoners and lab rats? And this will apply here as well when I give this answer. There's two reasons. One is because many of the citizens simply let it happen. They were so mesmerized by things that sounded sciencey, believing them meant that you were on Team Science, the home of rational or intelligent and enlightened minds. And not to believe them or even question them meant you were a mouth-breathing, low-brow, anti-vaxxer plague rat to be shunned and kept away from polite society. The second reason is because all of this so-called authority, in reality authoritarianism, is at the end of the day enforced. And the very, very real, in the case of Australia, threat of a gun. Same here. It is the same here. And who has the guns? Now, by and large, for the most part, not the citizens in those countries. And why not? Because they've all been convinced that their government was their buddy. And they were convinced that by letting their governments take away most of their gun rights and guns, that they are somehow safer and a more enlightened society. But that kind of enlightenment only works if it is 100% homogenous throughout society. If you still have criminals in society, you're not enlightened yet. So, in those places, their governments know full well that there's almost nothing to oppose them, no matter how far they want to go. And they've really leaned into this one. And that's the thing. No matter how far they want to go. In Australia, throughout 2021, truly peaceful lockdown protests, unlike the variety here, were met by strong shows of force by Australian police departments. And protesters were being shot at close range and often in the back with rubber bullets. And being shot with a rubber bullet is not a love tap. They can cause severe bodily harm, broken bones, lost eyes, and brain hemorrhages. Second Amendment reads as follows. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Nothing about hunting, not even anything specifically about self-defense, though each certainly is understood to be ancillary to the main point, which is the maintaining of a free state. Free from what? Free from the very real and clearly demonstrated threat of government overreach and tyranny that we're seeing in places that were once considered bastions of freedom, including right here in the U.S. And the anti-gun crowd is serious. They want to make us the next Canada, New Zealand, or Australia. Because they know in order for their agenda to go forward, we have to be disarmed. And they know for their agenda to go full on and go as far as they want to go, they know the Second Amendment is the last thing that stands between them and total control. This has always been this way. This is nothing new. This is not a new revelation. This is just a moment of clarity for you to consider and for you to ponder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spiked Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spiked Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spiked Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales in the United States remain flat in July despite slight inflation easing. Analysts were expecting a slight increase. The numbers out Wednesday from the Commerce Department show that while sales were basically unchanged from June, they were nearly 11% higher than the same time last year. Russian forces continue to control a major nuclear power plant in south-central Ukraine after seizing it back in March. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for the Russian military to take actions to prevent a disaster.
It is urgent to allow the inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency and to ensure the withdrawal of all Russian forces.
The Russian military has been firing rockets and missiles on Ukrainian cities from the plant. This is USA Radio News. Lack of rain is continuing to be felt across the western United States, and the feds are taking action.
People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is on a statewide tour to recruit more teachers for the school year. There are over 8,000 teacher vacancies in Florida, according to the Florida Education Association. Governor DeSantis touts the state's efforts to get money for improving teachers' salaries.
This year, we had the largest teacher categorical in the history of the state of Florida. So we had $800 million that had to be spent on raising teacher salaries.
Texas, Michigan, and Arizona also dealing with teacher shortages. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, I watch this with, and this needs to happen across the board. This needs to happen across the board. When I went to bed, I said a little prayer about the Liz Cheney primary in Wyoming. And the outcome for this was widely expected. Recent polls had Cheney trailing her top rival, Harriet Hageman, by double-digit margins, and late yesterday the inevitable occurred. Now, let me set this up. Liz Cheney is guilty. Liz Cheney is the Republican Joe Manchin, or Kyrsten Sinema. Although she was never as good as they are, because they did know, both of those, that they were going to be voting for some various things, and they have voted for various things, even though they've kept the filibuster in place, which is nice, I guess. But having said all of that, you know, you get my thing. She was the one that went off of the reservation. Now, the reservation, of course, was not that good of a thing, but in her case, it would have been better if she just had said nothing. She suffered an emphatic routing in her primary race. She ended up securing only 49,316 votes, which is just 28.9% of all the votes, while Hageman scored 109,902, which is an emphatic 66.3% of the total votes, according to the latest count. After thanking her team and family members, Cheney began her concession speech. And this is where you see what a worthless politician is. Okay? And keep in mind that there are no hero politicians out there. They may be heroic today, but they are not heroes. Bear that in mind also. She claimed to have received a note from a Gold Star father more than a year ago. He said to me, "Standing up for the truth honors all who gave all." And she's thought of his words every single day since then. But she went on to say the following, and I quote, "2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the votes. I could easily have done the same thing. The path was clear, but it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. That is a path I would not take. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel a democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take. No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we've all sworn to protect, and I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty." So, this self-righteous, insufferable waste of skin was indirectly blaming Republican voters of Wyoming, implying that they were immoral, ignorant, and gullible. Hence, they believed the big lie and voted for the wrong candidate. She claims to be the moral martyr who suffered for standing up for the right values. She said she called her primary opponent Hageman to concede, and then she declared that this primary election is over, but now the real work begins. Which I'm stunned at this. I can't imagine. What have you been doing? You've been in office since 2016. What have you been doing for the last 4 years? She said the work. She said that work is rooted in the fight against the conspiracy and the lies about the 2020 elections. She called out, without naming Republican candidates for governor, secretary of state, and other offices, who she claims support the big lie. And maybe she forgot that she had spread debunked conspiracy theories spread by Democrat propagandists in the New York Times that the Russian military spy unit secretly offered bounties to Taliban terrorists to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. She also claimed to stand for the Constitution and the rule of law, and if that were really the case, she would have insisted that the Trump defenders have seats on the January 6th committee, if she really stood up for that. But she didn't. Instead, she willingly participates in a Stalinist show trial whose mission is not to find facts, but to persecute a political opponent. She said she will do whatever it takes to deny Trump a return to the Oval Office, which I don't know exactly what that's going to be. At this particular point, she's a carpetbagger from Virginia. Her father is from Wyoming, lives in Wyoming. Her father, though, he was a bureaucrat and a vice president, a secretary of defense, and a whole bunch of other things. And I'm sure he served in Congress somewhere. I can't remember where. But he spent most of his time in D.C. So she was born in Virginia. And, you know, there was no humility or graciousness in her concession speech. Her first foray into active politics when she decided to go up against U.S. Senator Mike Enzi in a primary contest in Wyoming. And Enzi was a Wyoming resident and was popular in the state. And also a friend of her dad, Dick Cheney, but that didn't matter. Liz, whose sole claim to fame was her surname, thought she could unseat him. And her Facebook post announcing her run was geotagged from her actual home in McLean, Virginia, and not Wyoming, while the jeans she wore to pretend to disguise herself as a Wyoming resident stained her hands blue because they were brand new. The move was incongruous, and it reeked of entitlement, and in the end she had to withdraw in disgrace on health grounds. She was elected to the House in 2016 after Representative Cynthia Loomis resigned and won two successive terms after that. During her tenure in the House, she seldom visited her home state. She was also an advocate of her father Dick Cheney's hawkish policy that promoted foreign military conflicts. And the Republicans of Wyoming recall Trump's tenure of economic prosperity and peace with fondness. When they saw Cheney voting to impeach him, they were not very happy with that. They were incensed to see her dedicate her tenure to targeting Trump while not focusing on a single issue that is pertinent to their well-being, such as inflation and higher energy prices. So they voted her out. This is democracy in work. This is the way the Republicans are supposed to function. And, Cheney dedicated a significant portion of her speech to comparing herself to Lincoln and talking about the Civil War. And the last person to compare herself to Lincoln was Hillary Trump, That's a nice one, isn't it? Hillary Clinton, during her second presidential debate with Trump. And we know how that ended. Some of the Lincoln remarks have led people to speculate that maybe she's going to run for president. Maybe a third party run, but who's going to put her out there? The conventional thinking would be that she would steal normally from the Republican, but some of those Bush-Cheney GOP voters who so strongly disapprove of Trump that they vote for the Democrat for the lack of choice, if Cheney runs independently, they have a candidate who is not of the MAGA variety, but also not a Democrat. So then they could vote for her, and she could end up stealing votes from Democrats. But no matter how you look at this, okay, no matter how you want to look at Liz Cheney, she's done. And when she gets out there and says the real work is just beginning, what have you been doing for the last 4 years, lady? When you carpet-bagged your way into Wyoming with your family name and everything else, what else have you done? What else have you done? She's one of the, Hillary Clinton, she became a senator. For what? Why did she become a senator? Well, because she was the wife of a president. What kind of a qualification is that? Does that mean if he had a dog, the first dog, that should be the dog? He should be in charge? Being close to the president is not a qualification. Not in my view. Being the daughter of the vice president is not either. And now maybe Wyoming can get some representation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Everybody talks about the deep state, the swamp, all these other things. And here's the thing about this stuff. We need to just look at one and start there. One of the alphabet agencies. We got to start there. And right now, the one that is front and center, the shiny one right now, is the FBI. And it's time to start pretending that the FBI is not fatally compromised. It is not salvageable. That it has not terminally declined from the Efren Zimbalist Jr. glory days of commie chasing and cross-dressing into a collection of regime toadies, eagerly doing its Democrat master's bidding. And GOP, you need to stop, you know, playing footsie with these mediocrities and bad suits. And you take after you take the House and the Senate, you need to refuse to fund the FBI. Not one dime. This must all end. And the FBI has simply outlived its uselessness. It must be shut down in disgrace. And those duties that remain necessary need to be parceled out to existing or new agencies that do not share its shameful legacy. And I know that this is a very harsh remedy, a very disruptive remedy, even scary. Count on the FBI and its friends to not so subtly promise retaliation against those trying to turn it off like the astronauts when they tried to pull the plug on HAL 9000. But it has to be done. This simply cannot go on. Every day, the politicized FBI does grave damage to the foundations of American democracy. Though we're actually a republic, but whatever. Now, this is a big ask from a GOP caucus that can't even put together the testicle collection necessary to defund the propaganda arm of the Chardonnay and Volvo set, NPR. For decades, we've been pushing the Simpson squishes in Congress to get done this bare minimum response to a federally funded airwave adjunct of the Democratic Party, and they haven't done it. But the sissy socialists on the radio are just a mere nuisance. And the FBI is an existential threat to our most basic liberties. So, hey-ho, the FBI has got to go. There's no redeeming it. No fixing it. It's been flawed from the beginning, created by trans-curious thuglet J. Edgar Hoover and turned into his own personal Stasi. It combined two very different functions, law enforcement and counterintelligence, into one barely accountable department. Other countries don't do this. You know, they always want to look at us for the gun control part and say, well, all the other countries have this and this. Well, other countries, in the UK, Scotland Yard chases crooks and MI5 chases terrorists and spies. By mixing those functions, it was almost inevitable the FBI surveillance and spying capability would be mixed with prosecutorial capability, and it would become a corrupt tool to maintain the power of its favorites. And it has. If we could only harness the clean energy power generated by Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. spinning in his grave over the corrupt sham the Bureau has become. Once Inspector Erskine chased bank robbers and commies. You remember Clarice Starling pitting her mind against Hannibal Lecter? No institution got fluffed like the FBI. We bought it. When one of those starched and combed FBI types took the stand, jury swooned. It's like E.F. Hutton. If the FBI was talking, everybody was listening, and it had to be the truth. But the truth is, their vaunted crime lab was faking results. Its Boston division was bought by Whitey Bulger, and one of his agents went away for murder. Trump might have been keeping secret nuke papers in Melania's undies drawer. How about Robert Hansen, who spying for the Russians was hailed as possibly the worst intelligence disaster in U.S. history? It only took the Bureau a couple of decades to find the guy in their own office who literally gave the Russians every double agent in its ranks, but these gumshoes are all over that nefarious Trump. Then, of course, there's Waco and Ruby Ridge. How's that Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas shooting investigation going? And what is with knowing about the 9/11 hijackers and pretty much every school shooter? And what gives with framing some near homeless ne'er-do-wells for trying to kidnap the Stepford governor? And faking warrants based on a fake dossier? But if you were there and you took a selfie on January 6th, the FBI is all over you. The GOP Congress has to put the FBI out of our misery. The misery of normal Americans tired of incompetence and paying for a coterie of overpraised political hatchet men doing the ruling caste dirty work. But will they generate the stones to do this? There's a faction within the Republican Party of people who desperately want to return to something like normal. And their problem is that they do not want to do it the right way. The right way is to ruthlessly excise those things that have broken our norms and allow this abnormal moment to persist. In their minds, that itself breaks the norms, but they are so very wrong. To enforce the norms must be enforced. Which is sort of a tautology, but it's a true one. They would continue to pretend that all is well, that everything is fine, or that the house is not burning down. It's only hot here because of global warming. And that's not so either. It is not normal to have a government organization of people with guns doing the political bidding of one party's political leaders. In fact, nothing could be less normal. Ending the FBI's reign of terror is the duty of the GOP. If you want normalcy, you need norms. And if you want to keep the norms, you need to enforce the norms. And the FBI has earned ignominious disbandment. We don't have to sugarcoat this. Let's not pretend that it is a barrel just bursting with good apples. It has broken faith with you, the American people, and it's time to consign them to the dustbin of history. That oath that law enforcement takes, that's between you and law enforcement. That's what that's about. Law enforcement is always going to be at the beck and call of the agency that hires them because they have policies. But the oath is where they, and all of them take it. They all take the same oath. All of, not, you know, I'm not going to say all of them violate it. Some of them do. Some of them do, but I mean, we're going to have to put our foot down on this. Now, we're not, I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate right now because the murder turtle is not exactly covering himself in glory at the moment. So I don't know what's going to happen with the Senate, but I know that the House is going to fall to the Republicans, and they're the ones that fund everything. The power of the purse comes from the House. So they need to defund them. Not defund the police. This is not defunding law enforcement when you defund the FBI. Because I can't honestly tell you, looking at the things that we see, you know, they knew who Nicholas Cruz was, right? They knew who that was. And yet he still had his shooting spree. They become stooges of the Democrats. Everything about the Democrats is about enslaving you. They're not even a political party anymore. They're a movement, and they're socialist, at the very least, and communist, in the way they're willing to pursue what they're looking for. And what they want, what they're looking for, is no less than everything. No less than everything you got. Do not kid yourself. This is something that we're going to have to push. We're going to have to push it hard. And then once that's done, instead of us sitting around and high-fiving, we have to pivot to what is next, whatever that's going to be. Whatever that's going to be. We need to go after the IRS probably next. We need to reallocate that money and say, sorry, 87,000 people that you don't actually have any sort of a line on it in the first place. We won't be hiring you. We won't be hiring you. So there's that. There's that. Coming up next, a new segment called Think, Aim, Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.